Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. In this week's episode, I wanted to talk about why investing in yourself should be your top priority. We often hear about the importance of investing in stocks, real estate, or retirement accounts, but sometimes we overlook the most important investment we can make, and that is investing in ourselves. When we invest in ourselves, we are setting ourselves up for success in all areas of our lives, including our finances. So let's start off with the fact that you are your own best asset. Your capacity is unlimited, and you have the power to choose how you use that capacity. You can spend your time binge-watching Netflix, having beers in a park with your broke friends, or you can learn a new skill and improve yourself. It is important to love yourself enough to choose growth and development over stagnation. Now you might say, but Christina, my life is so stressful and I need a way to disconnect. Well, in that case, you could choose a life that you don't need to disconnect from and move closer to that dream life. And after some time, I promise, you will get there. Now, speaking of time, if you are a millennial or Gen Z, you are a time billionaire. Think about Warren Buffett. He may have all the wealth in the world, but would you trade places with him? Would you have all his wealth and be 93 years old? Probably not. So, use your time wisely to build something truly great. I bet he would trade places with you and have your wealth, your health, and your age. Health is one of your most important assets. They say that a healthy man has all sorts of wishes, but a sick man has only one: to become healthy again. So invest in your health. Choose whole foods over fast food. You are made of what you eat. Exercise regularly and work on building your muscle strength. Did you know that after 30, we lose 1% of our muscle mass each year? By the time you hit 70, you would have lost nearly half of your muscle mass if you haven't been lifting weights. When I'm 60 or 70, I want to be able to lift my carry-on to the overhead compartment of the airplane. And overall, being physically able to do things when you're older gives you independence and autonomy. Also, your mental health is just as important, so make sure you prioritize self-care activities like exercise, meditation, or journaling. If you are feeling burned out and stressed, your body is signaling you that something in your life needs changing. And don't be afraid to seek therapy if needed. Therapy is a great investment that can truly improve your life. Knowledge is power, so make sure you invest in your education. Think that everything you own can be taken away from you. Your money, your car, or your house. The only things that cannot be taken away from you are your knowledge and your capability to build up your wealth all over again. Choose a job or a profession where you can learn a lot and then apply those skills later in life. Take online courses, go to seminars, and read books. The average millionaire reads 52 books per year. So imagine what you can learn from that. I personally have been reading one nonfiction book per week, so that is 52 per year as well, over the last 4 years, and the knowledge I've gained has been incredible. Lastly, your relationships are an important asset. You are the average of the 5 people you spend most of your time with, so choose your friends wisely. Surround yourself with people who support and help you grow. That does not mean that you have to stop hanging out with your family members or people from your childhood, but be mindful who you spend most of your time with. I hope that my reflections have given you some new ideas. Remember, you are your own best asset. By investing in yourself, you're not only improving your own life, but also setting yourself up for long-term financial success. So, how can you start investing in yourself today? It doesn't have to be a huge financial commitment. Start small by reading more books, taking online courses, or attending workshops and seminars. Surround yourself by people who inspire you and push you to become a better version of you. Also, do not forget to set aside time each day for self-care activities like exercise, meditation, or journaling. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram or my email found in the description. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the One Step Wealthier podcast. I will speak to you soon. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.